Güzel.
You are growing these flowers?
Yes, Sri Prabhupada.
Many?
Many, Sri Prabhupada.
Yes, ma'am. Very nice one.
Also, champa trees, many champa trees.
Ah, thank you. Grow such flowers.
In Japan also. Why?
Well, everyone is against us.
No, these boys who are recruited newly, they don't have much about the idea of Vaishnavism. That is
that's all right. That's a fact. But what can I do? They are my helper.
They have to be trained up earlier,
yes,
and then let loose. Otherwise, you know, they create it. No. Because all the bad impressions
they
are given them.
Are trained while working. Not that simply theorizing at home. No.
That's right. But the, I
they should work, and at the same time, they may fall down, just like a child tries to walk, falls down, again walks, again walks, then he becomes complete.
Those 30, I mean, characters of a sadhu that are depicted
in one day.
30 cannot come, but a few should come, slowly.
A few that just Shastri Bhakti, Bhagavati, Akinchana, Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasate. If they have got unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru, that is all qualifications.
That is a fact.
That is all qualifications. Just Shastri Bhakti, Bhagavati, Akinchana, Sarvai Gunai, all these qualities are already there.
But for that, you see, he has to withdraw his mind and all the senses from external
objects.
Even
he does not withdraw, even it is Sudurachara, opite Sudurachara, bhajate mam ananya bhava, sadhure vasa.
But then bhajate mam ananya bhava.
Yeah, you know, they are doing
without
that.
Severing his mind anywhere he bhajava.
No, they are fixed up in Krishna. That is a fact. That is a fact. You cannot bribe them to take from this Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. They may commit some mistake, but they are fixed up in Krishna. That is bhajate mam ananya. You cannot deviate them. Sadhuriva samanta. So, this qualification they have. And for this qualification, they will be triumphant without any proof. We shall return now.
Those 30 qualifications do come naturally, as you say, but they come slowly. But pari pasu, we must teach them this. The Krishna Bhakti, the qualities of a real sadhu.
If you make a condition, that first of all you become qualified, then you preach, that will never come. Rupa Goswami therefore recommends, jena tena prakarena mano Krishna niveshaya.
That
somehow or other bring him to Krishna consciousness. Then other, sarve vidhi nishedha, vidhi nishedha. Sarvi vidhi nishida asur hitayo revo king
kala. Automatically comes.
Automatically they will come as servant. First of all, let their mind be fixed up in Krishna.
But the present difficulties are because they don't know the vidhi nishida.
How they can know?
That is the difficulty.
How they can know?
That is the difficulty.
So we are bringing them from which status?
That's right.
Yes. You cannot expect that they will be perfect all of a sudden overnight. It is not possible. But their mind being fixed up in Krishna consciousness, that is the first quality. They do not know anything beyond Krishna, that's all.
In our Vaishnava religions, this vidhi nishedha is a must.
It is must. It is must. But you cannot forced in the beginning.
No, that
is not possible.
But they have to be explained away.
Yeah. But if they fix up their mind in Krishna, the busyness is automatically will come. That process I adopted. When they came to me, I never said that you don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. No. You simply come here and chant Hare Krishna. These are old students now. I never said that you have to follow these rules, these regulations. Never. Because if chanting is properly done, then Chaita Dharmana Marjana, the mind will be cleansed of all dirty things. Sunnatam Sagata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. Simply by hearing and chanting, they will be pious. Ariddanta Savadrani Vidunati Sweet Sata. Krishna is there. As soon as he sees one devotee is sincerely chanting, he'll help cleansing the heart. Vidunati. Ajamin Pathar. Simply by chanting Narayana.
Ajamin Gauri.
Offenseless.
Psychological matters and in the bhakti mark, it is the sukshma sharir which is more important than the sthula. With the behavior of the sukshma sharir is more important than the sthula.
Oh yes. That is the example is given that Ganges water, even it is superficially, there are floating stool and foams.
Dead bodies also.
And so this stool and foam does not pollute the Ganges water. You set it aside and take everything. That example is there. The external feature does not pollute the soul. Asangayam purusha. The purusha, it is simply our Obinivesh. Obinivesh is dangerous. Otherwise, the soul has nothing to do with this.
That's body. No, soul is separate from all the three bodies.
Exactly like that. One is on the motor car. He has nothing to do with the motor car. But if he thinks, my car is life, everything is my
water is coming in.
That Obinivesh gives him trouble. So this Obinivesh can be removed by increasing Krishna consciousness. As if Krishna consciousness is increased by following the irregularity duties. Rise early in the morning, have Mangalarutri, this half to 10 o'clock. I mean, vidhi.
That is vidhi, yes.
Vidhi. So by vidhi, he becomes practice. And
that becomes a nature then.
Yeah, then within.
And finally, it gives you sakshatka.
Yeah.
All that thing, manan, nididasana, and sakshatka.
Yeah. The Vidhinishedh, as if you give up Vidhinishedh, then you cannot improve.
No, Vidhinishedh is a must in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, hell. I mean, you are a daitya sort of a thing, even though you may be practicing anything. Mm-hmm.
So that they're doing, they're following the regulatory principle. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating. This is mini-shade.
I quite understand, sir. But the most important, the climax of the whole thing is that you see the presence of God everywhere, which is very difficult in the beginning, I understand. But see, they should be informed that this is our aim, that Krishna is everywhere and we have a darshan of Krishna everywhere. Then and then you would not spite another man.
Now that they know, this is preliminary. Krishna is everywhere. Not like the Arya Samaji.
No.
Krishna is everywhere except in the temple.
You have to create a temple within you. And
now whatever it may be, their proposition is Krishna is everywhere, but not in this temple. Don't go to the temple. That is everywhere.
They have theorized that just to oppose Islam. I don't think they meant much about it.
What they have done? Simply hallucination.
They believe more in the Vedic scriptures and injunctions, Vedic injunctions and other
things. All the acharyas, they are fools.
No.
They don't
believe in the these Puranas. There is a misfortune for them.
Why?
There is a misfortune.
Not only that, they write Satyartha Prakash. That means they have understood the real
truth,
and all the acharyas, they are fools. That is their intelligence. Satyartha Prakash. That's so long there was no Satyartha. Now they have invented Satya. This is their intelligence.
The Vaishnava Acharyas have actually, through bhakti have made people realize the presence of God everywhere.
In comparison to Vaishnava Acharyas, apart from the Vaishnava Acharyas, they have done nothing even like me. What to speak of the Acharyas? I am only a servant and servant of God. They could not do anything. They admit, the real Arjuna Samajas, they admit that what was our program, we have executed.
In Punjab, there was a lot of Muslim hierarchy, and that is what they wanted to the Arjuna Samajas only.
We are not against any ism, either Muslimism or Christianism. This Krishna consciousness. We never preach against anyone.
It was a socio-economic problem or socio-political, not a religious
whatever
problem.
Whatever it may be, but we never criticize anyone. When the Christians come forward, whether our Christian religion can also give the same benefit. Yes, why not?
That's the same, but
yes.
I think the Christianity is nothing but Bhagavad Dharma. It has been preached in a different world.
They inquired, what is your opinion of Jesus Christ? And he is our guru.
It's a fact. Yes. I mean, that is what we take, in fact.
We do not.
The Christians don't know that we take it.
We say, Mama. Why not? Anyone who has preached Krishna consciousness, maybe little differently, according to time, circumstances. But anyone who has tried to preach the God consciousness, his Guru. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guruha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu verse. Anyone who preaches about the Supreme Lord, his Guru. Maybe in a different way according to time and circumstances. Muhammad also said, Allah, Akbar.
Only the difference is that Muhammad is trying to worship Niranjan Nirakar. We always consider Krishna as an Akar. Even Christianity considers as Akar. God has come.
No, Muhammad has gone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argued in Quran. He proved there is Krishna. He proved with the Pathans. Yes.
Otherwise, the Christianity is just our dharma. I mean, absolutely Vaishnavism. It has been wrongly preached and wrongly initiated in India. That is why it has fallen into disrepute. Yeah.
Otherwise, Christianity is just Vaishnava Dharma, nothing else. To my mind, the way I have studied, I mean, the New Testament and all the, the Christian, all the things. The sermon of Christ, I is nothing but the preaching of
criticize.
Bhagavad Gita.
I simply say the positive side, God consciousness.
Christ himself was drunk with God consciousness, totally. Christ himself was drunk with God consciousness in toto. Absolute. There cannot be a higher bhakta than that. It is said that Jesus Christ learned all these things in India. It might be a fact. Devi Bhakta. He came for puja.
Gajanti, Sadhan, Tepi Mami was found there. Gajanti Abhidhipi. They give example that the gopis worship Katayani. But that is not Abhidhi. They went to Katayani for getting the favor of Krishna. They prayed to Mother Katayani, please be favorable to us so that Krishna may be pleased upon us. Others go to beg from Katayani some material benefits. But the gopis, they did not ask for any material. That is vidhi.
Gopis do worship Krishna with a sort of a sexual intention, but they become beyond the, gunas, nirguna ho gai, because Krishna was nirguna. That is the thing.
They become purified. That is simply so, they are purified. So,
that is what, when in ordinary social conditions also, when you have a friend with whom a great love,
any condition,
certain characters
come to Krishna, then you become Krishna.
I know, but what I mean to say, when you have conditioned yourself with Krishna, Krishna's good guns will come to you. I mean nirguna, yes. Nirgunatva, beyond the gunas of Maya.
Etat Ishanam Ishasya. This is the, what is called, Ishanam, is controlling power of Krishna. That if, when he comes in this material world, he is not infected. That is all
the Vaishnava Acharya's teaching.
That is the Ishanam.
Even though we see him as an ordinary frugal body, or human body, but that is Deviya body, and it is not contaminated by any guna.
Because it is not contaminated, therefore it is not ordinary body. Therefore, anyone who thinks of Krishna as possessing ordinary body, he is described as Murha. Abhijanantimang Murha Manasintamma. The ordinary human, this material body, nobody can be controlled of the laws of nature. That is not possible. Hare Krishna. But the
unless one has got spiritual body, it is not possible to be unaffected by the material world. Krishna never became old, although he lived for 125 years. He never became old.
Because he was a controller of Maya, while we are being controlled by the Maya.
125 years old and looking like a young man of 20 years old. 25 is possible in material world.
So all the avatars of God, you see, they come with the controlling...
Atma Maya.
Controlling.
Samavami Atma Maya. They do not come under the control of this...
Maya.
Mahamaya. They have got their own spiritual potential. Alladini Shakti. Tada Atmanam Sijami Aham. Atmanam. Myself, I advent. But how it can be like ordinary man? We are karmana, daivanetrena. We get body.
And but he said, on his free will.
Yeah, as he likes. He likes to appear as fish, that's all. Not that ordinary fish, it is forced to take the body of fish.
We are controlled by Maya and its actions and take this body for the fulfillment of Maya. Yeah. He takes the body to fulfill his mission.
Yeah. That is a real understanding. Hare Krishna. As soon as the Mayavadi thinks that Krishna also accepts a material body, therefore they are called Mayavadi. They are called Mayavadi because they think Krishna's body is also Maya. Therefore, they are known as Mayavadi.
He takes birth in Divya Vigraha.
Yes, their theory is as soon as there is form, it is Maya. They cannot think beyond that in their own terms. Because we have got this form, material body. So, the generalization is, as soon as Krishna or Vishnu, anyone, if he takes this form, then it is not. That is called Maya.
But he takes the form with the control over Maya. We take the form yes. Under control.
He is the controller of Maya. That they do not understand.
They don't understand what is Divya Vigraha.
Huh? Yeah.
They don't understand what is Divya Vigraha.
They understand slightly Satchit Ananda, but they cannot think of that Satchit Ananda Vigraha. But Shastra says,
Satchit Ananda
Vishara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. That they cannot understand. Being less intelligent, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, they cannot understand this. Mayavadi hai Krishna aparadhi.
They are aparadhis of Krishna.
Then, the Mayavadis, they are offended to Krishna. Therefore, they cannot understand. Abhishuddha Buddha, in other places it is said, Abhishuddha Buddha, their intelligence is still unclean. Vimukta manina. They are thinking that they have become liberated, manina, imposition. But actually, Abhishuddha Buddha, their intelligence is not yet clear.
Clouded,
yes. Abhishuddha. Therefore, Krishna confirms this because of Abhishuddha Buddha.
Yes,
it takes many, many in life to purify it. Bhavanam Janmanamante. When they come to the purified stage, then they surrender. Vasudeva Sadhana. Samahatma Sadhana. The control to be Abhisiddha, Buddha. Unless they come to the point of surrendering to them. And we are an intelligent person, we do it immediately. Let us do it. Why we shall wait for many, many births?
It is not that, sir, I think complete surrendering of our ego at the sacred feet of Krishna.
Yes,
that is bhakti.
Yes, but they cannot do it.
Because they are more egoistic toward the body.
Yes, not only that, they think they are very intelligent, over-intelligent. They do not take advice of Krishna. They are so intelligent. But Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya. Krishna says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanat. And still they will stick to their Jnana Yoga Karma. Krishna clearly says that you cannot understand me by this process. Bhaktyamam Abhijanat. Javan just chanting. If you want to know me in truth, then bhakti, nothing else. And still they will stick to.
But I think they have not understood even Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has composed stotras on Vishnu and Bhajgovindam, Bhajgovindam, Govindam, Bhajmudmata is sufficient.
Yes, they have
that
become more than Shankaracharya.
So they have misinterpreted Shankara rather than anything else. My mind.
That's right. Later on, the Gandhi's disciples become more than Gandhi. More than Gandhi. Gandhi planned village organization. And Jawaharlal planned industrialization. And everything failed. There is no money. And he wanted to establish industry like America.
But he did not understand economics, sir. What is money after all? Money is nothing but the labor transformed into material. We had a huge labor of 60 crores of people. He was not capable of transforming that labor into material, unfortunately. You understand?
They changed the Gandhi's program.
That is what Gandhi understood, but he did not.
You can understand. You want to be utilized to become Prime Minister.
Internationally reputed.
Hare Krishna. Jaya. Now the village program of Gandhi is lost.
Absolutely. Not but whatever he has taught, he had a lot of his initiative.
And it is lost. Because it was not God-centered. It is lost.
He was God-conscious. I mean, I have been brought up in that camp. Gandhi was a saint. But these people could not follow him. They have not understood him well. Those people who understood him, they died out. They died out.
Gandhi ashram, was there any temple for worshiping Krishna?
No. Prayer room. They had a prayer room. My wife was brought up there in the ashram.
There was a temple?
In the morning, yes. In the morning they had to say prayer to them. Continuously, yes. Gita Mandir there. 11th night, 12th. 12th Adhyaya, which is, depicting all the characteristics of a good saint.
Why not from the beginning?
Good.
No. Gandhi did not believe in Krishna. Yes, he has written. That I
not know. That the way we believe, but he did believe.
No, that means he is right and we are wrong.
We may be right. Who knows? Many ways may be right. It's not only that one way may be right.
Who is right and who is wrong?
It's not. There cannot be only one way.
That is the defect. Therefore, we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. No other way.
He was not a politician. He was more a bhakta than a politician. He failed in politics. He was a saintly man turned into a politician. He was more a saintly man than a politician. He failed in politics. You have seen it.
Now, he was studied by the governor of Bengal that either Gandhi is a saintly man among the politician or he is a politician among the saintly persons.
These people have not been able to understand Gandhi in true sense. There is a misfortune of this country. They have not been able to carry out his message. The world, other people are able to carry out these messages. Other people of the world over are able to understand him well. But we people are fools not to understand him. Mm-hmm. His socio-economic condition, his program for lifting the society, not about the, you are a religious head. He was a sort of an elder man. But in his own sphere, he was doing a good work.
Our proposition is that Bhagavad Gita begins to distinguish the soul
from the body.
And the body.
Right, sir.
But Nami and Gandhi has never said anything.
He was always, Anasakti Yoga. Siddha Prajna Sekhava, Samadhi. He always used to, daily, twice.
In beginning, this is the, you can have any yoga, Anasakti or Shakti. But the primary instruction is, one has to understand, first of all, this, that one is not this body. And the national movement is based on this bodily concept of life.
All the national movements.
I am Indian.
All the wars on that body.
So that is the difference. First of all, one has to understand that he is neither Indian nor American nor Englishman. But if you go on pushing on national movement, where is the chance of understanding that you are not this body?
But Gandhiji never
said. It's like our movement. We never say anything national. We simply stress that you are not this body. You are spiritual.
Gandhiji, when he went to one first roundtable conference in London, and he had to confront those women, the wives of the workers of the Manchester mints. He said that we are poor, they say, oh, we are poor and this is all studying for the poor of India. Then he had to give this argument that poor of India are much poorer than what you are. So he is trying to, take up the case.
That is bodily concept.
He was a in politics.
Poor are rich.
In politics,
that is due to this body.
In politics, you have got to be body conscious. Politics or war, it's the same thing. After all, your sphere is much different, sir, than those people. And we cannot compare them with you or you with them. You are a bhakta and a saint. He was a politician.
I'm talking about the Bhagavad Gita.
Right, Bhagavad Gita, whatever little we understand it is.
First principle of Bhagavad Gita is to understand that I am not this body.
Gandhiji's program was to emancipate the poor, downtrodden people of India. With whatever way. That way, not in which there is no implication of falsehood. No. And
it may not be
wrong thing. He wanted to do it by the right way.
It may not be the right way.
May not be your wrong way, we do not know, but well, he did, according to him, it was. And he tried and struggled.
We simply study that the Bhagavad Gita begins with this education, that you are not this body. It has nothing to do with this kaumarajovanangjara. Tathadehantarapra. This is to be understood. The whole world requires to understand this first. Otherwise they remain. Gokhara.
That's right, sir. That has been being explained from time immemorial, but the world does not understand.
It
keeps on not understanding all the time.
These are all Krishna conscious students, they are understanding.
But
otherwise,
these type of students were eternally there with all the religious teaching in past and present.
Those who are
unfortunate,
they understood.
Unfortunate part of the world is that it is not going to do that.
There was no preaching, that's it. Now the preaching is going on, they are understanding. Nobody preached this. If you display a big building, the foundation is wrong, then it will not stay.
You see, Bhagavad Gita has got everything, all aspects of life.
No, no, this is the beginning of teaching. That you are not this body.
Yes.
If you remain in the false understanding that I am this body, I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, there is no spiritual education. Mohita, that is called Mohita. Trihi Guru Mahi Bhavu, Mohita. Navijana. This man's in ignorance. But what is it? Jaya.
Hare
Krishna. He is a great devotee. Humbleness. Tinada pishuni chena, taruru pishuni, amani na manave, kirtaniya sadar.
Chaitanya. Out of all those things, man is the first thing that a man should
be. Humble and meek.
That
Christ also taught like this.
Immediately.
The humble and meek will go to the kingdom.
Meek and humble will. Meek and humble will. What is that?
Here the disease is nobody is humble, nobody is meek.
That is Kala Dharma.
No, no.
Kala Dharma is that.
That is material.
This is Kali Yuga going on. And you can't accept.
Kali Yuga, it is excessive, but this is going on. It is, maybe in Satya Yuga it was less.
Maybe nothing perhaps. The first Satya Yuga. People are all saints.
It's called Jari Raga.
They have kept in the middle.
Amluka koi harja nahi.
No, but they are fools. They should have kept more on the side of it, in the middle of the road.
It is now in the middle of the street.
Hey, what the government of this country is going on everywhere.
We have nothing to do. We have a war. But it is in the middle of the street.
You have got a killer.
Huh?
This villa?
Yes, it has dignified.
Well, they ought to have taken the wall from under, little under, because this kacha wall, I mean, foundation looks bad. They should make it. Miss, you, I talk to him, you, this wall. They should dress it up, the foundation, which is above. No? You are going away today?
Yes. 7
tomorrow?
No.